Okay, 101 and Priya, and maybe even in the story. Well, you got these churches all over Sweden, several of them. Here in Stockholm. Where people used to go on Sundays, and it was important to God's house, pray to God, stay connected to God. We all depend on God. That was very central, and follow the Ten Commandments, moral ethics, be good to each other, and so on. That was very much what shaped, upheld the culture among people here. Then, as I grew up, that's when it really started to happen, and I was swept away with that. Humans stood up and said, "We don't need any God. There is no God anyway. And even if there is, we don't need him. Look, we have understood laws of nature. We can use them. Can manipulate this nature with our superior intelligence. We, the results of evolution, we the top intellects of nature, and in this way it went, and I guess it started beginning of the 20th century, end of the 19th, and when I grew up, end of the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. God was out of the picture. And not only that, but the result of this, of, well, materialism as it is called, of course, was also that our goals in life, our values, our work toward those goals changed. Instead of being pious children of God, we were now. Well, some say the law of the jungle. Still say. We were not just animals. And it was all about surviving and enjoying as much as you can while surviving. Until it's all over, then you are nil and non-existent anyway. So, now, we can look at the world today, 2026. and see, you know, how did that work out? Does it seem that we are the lords of nature, the humans? Are we doing a good job in that case, lording over? Have we fixed this nature, mended it, made it complete? That which was just half made when we took over and perfected it. Well, when I, in the 60s, early 60s, I heard from my father that we will do so. We will create a human-made, man-made, own biosphere on Earth. Where the weather will always be perfect, where there will always be food for everyone that we make, not this stupid nature with all the mud and earth and growing and harvesting and all that. We're going to make it better. So, but now I think that most people on this planet have serious doubts about that outlook. That prospect, and are turning back to gods, seeing that, oops, Mother Nature, Father in heaven, whatever we want to say, Father and Mother, please take care of us. We were stupid. We left you as naughty children sometimes do. Forgive us. Lead us right. God sent us God is in God sent us there sent us their servants, you know, to give guidance and hey, do it this way, do it that way, and here, yes, we are devotees of God and let's just serve God together and everything will be fine. And be with each other and God as eternal souls who are in ourselves happy and satisfied once we find ourselves. You know, these kind of not little secrets, but little truths that may not have been so obvious even to religious people who sometimes pray to God just to get, you know, if I turn to God, then I can get all my selfish desires fulfilled. That's why I never liked religion, really. And well, this is the way it goes. So, yes, we'll leave here with a question. What are we going to do from here?